Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The ESV, the English Standard, said, God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity. But the rebellious dwell in a parched land. If you won't listen to anybody, you'll wind up alone and lonely. And that's not God's fault. It's not God's plan. You know, if you think everybody has to do what you want all the time, and it's your way or the highway, well, you'll find yourself alone in the highway. It's a lonely place. It's a dry place. Think about this. God delivered all of His people out of Egyptian bondage. They spent 40 years in a parched, is that right? Dry, unhappy. Were they enjoying that? They weren't supposed to be there. They're supposed to be over in Canaan's land by now, years ago. Why? Why? Wasn't God's plan. Why? Rebellious. Wouldn't listen. I'm telling you, friends, this is the biggest problem on planet Earth. No question. Won't listen. Anything else? Everything else. God can fix. And will fix. But if you won't listen, He won't make you listen. And so then you're stuck in a dry, parched place. But if you'll listen, be willing to listen, He'll give you a family. The family you never had. The family you didn't know you could have. And they don't have to be blood. They can be by the blood. Because we, if you're born again, we're family. More so than anything else. This is forever family. He'll give you, and what does it take to have real family? The blessing of the Lord that enables you to enjoy.
Amen.
Being around each other. I mean, you can't stand the sight of each other. That's not family. That ain't, it is family, but I can't stand. No. The blessing of the Lord enables us to not get hung up on the little stuff that doesn't matter, and the fellowship around the things that do, and to get past the mistakes and failures of the past. Whatever it takes, the blessing has the power to enable us to enjoy our time with each other. Can you see this, saints? Is this wonderful or is this wonderful? This is the good news. Whew. Go to Psalm 127 now then. Psalm 127. These are short psalms, so I'm going to read all of this one, and I'm going to read the next one too. They're just a few verses. Psalm 127, are you there? Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Notice, they got it built, but it don't mean a thing. The whole thing was for nothing. Except the Lord keeps the city, the watchman wakes, but in vain. You can have the best army, you can have everything else, and you need it. But if you don't have the Lord helping you, it won't be enough. It's vain for you to rise up early and sit up late. In other words, in order to eat the bread of sorrows. Every moment, every hour, we miss sleep by worrying. We totally wasted that part of our life. We totally wasted that part of our life. That's hours or days we won't be able to get back. And it didn't accomplish anything. It just hurt us and didn't help anybody else. He gives His beloved sleep. So we should receive it and enjoy it. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His what?
Reward.
Keep going. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They'll not be ashamed when they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. This is not a picture of us losing our children to the enemy. This is a picture of our children growing up and being even stronger in God than we are, and not giving any place to the enemy or the authority of the enemy. I mean, when we have these presentations on Christmas time and Resurrection Sunday, we got a quiver full.
Yeah.
Is that right? Will you put them all together? We got a bunch of wonderful, wonderful children of God. They are the heritage of the Lord. They are the reward of the Lord. They are the blessing of the Lord. And they are not to be considered terrors. They are to be enjoyed.
That's right.
That will require you telling them no.
That's right.
Frequently.
Yes. Amen.
And not changing. Not giving in. You know why kids keep screaming over and over again? Because it works. Pitching fits? Because it works. If it never worked, they'd quit. Just a thought. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord. What? What does it start off with?
Blessed.
What? Blessed. Tell me what the blessing is. Among other things, it's the power to get the good things that you need and want. What else is it? It's the power to enjoy the good things God has given you. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord and walks in His ways. You'll eat the labor of your hands. Happy shall you be, and it'll be well with you. Now, this is the opposite of the curse.
Right.
Do you remember we read, you won't get to eat what you work for.
Right.
You build a house, somebody else will move into it. All you work, all your plans, somebody else take it away from you. You won't get to enjoy it. That's a curse. That's a curse. You'll get to eat and enjoy the labor of your hands. In fact, you know, Isaiah said, what is Isaiah 65 or so? My people shall long enjoy. Mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. He goes on to talk about they won't build and somebody else get it. Let me read that again. You'll eat the labor of your hands. Happy. Somebody say happy. Happy.
Happy.
Happy. Shall you be, and it'll be well with you. What are you experiencing? You're experiencing the blessing, not the curse. You don't have the curse. You got the blessing. It's well with you. You're happy. You're enjoying it. Your wife will be as a fruitful vine by the sides of your house. Your children like olive plants round about your table. This is a picture of beautiful. Your children are like beautiful, healthy plants. They're thriving. They're in an environment that lets them grow and just thrive. They're being nourished. They're being fed with everything they need, like a plant would need. And you look around all the table, all of them's beaming, happy, no cussing.
That's right.
No mental problems.
Amen.
Behold, that thus shall the man be what? Be blessed that fears the Lord. The Lord will bless you. There's a recurring theme here, isn't there? Bless, bless, bless you out of Zion. You will see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life, wherever we are. You'll see your children's children and peace. Hallelujah. Upon Israel. Somebody say peace. Is this the blessing? You're enjoying life. They're happy. They're healthy. Things are going good, and not only did you enjoy them, now they're flourishing, got kids of their own. They're enjoying their kids, and you're enjoying your kids' kids, because you are
blessed.
You're a blessed man. You're a blessed woman. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory.
I'm blessed.
Blessed.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. This is not fantasy. This is not hype. Christ redeemed us from the curse, so that the blessing of Abraham would come on the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Let me go ahead and read that one I quoted to you earlier. Isaiah 65:21. It says they, talking about God's people, they shall build houses and what? Inhabit them, live in them, enjoy them. They'll plant vineyards and do what? They'll enjoy the fruit of them. They'll not build and another inhabit. They'll not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people. That means you live a long time. And mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. I'm laying hold of this right now. I said, I'm laying hold of this. My work, Phyllis and my work, is in ministry. This church is part of our work. The Sarasota church is part of our work. Now, you know, faith school and all those things, word supply, now Faith Life International. We're going to long enjoy.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Are you part of this too?
I am.
You're going to long enjoy.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
We're going to long enjoy the fruit.
Yes.
Hallelujah, the work of our hands. We're going to long enjoy it. Somebody say long enjoy.
Long enjoy.
Long enjoy. Verse 23, they will not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord. That's exactly what Galatians 3 says. Is that right? Jesus is the seed of Abraham, the blessed. Now because of our faith in Him, we are also the seed of Abraham. We're the seed of the blessed of the Lord. Read that last part with me. Read that last part. We're the seed of the blessed and their offspring with them are what? Blessed. Blessed. Empowered to get every good thing. Empowered to enjoy every good thing. Hallelujah. And I hadn't quite got to this last one much yet, but the last one is an even bigger thing. The Lord said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. The blessing of the Lord enables you to get. The blessing of the Lord enables you to enjoy. And even more blessing enables you to give. Come on, give so that you're involved in the blessing of others, even empowering them to bless. You and I were in the middle of that last week.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right? In the middle of helping empower others to be blessed and to be a blessing in other parts of the world. That's, Jesus called that more blessed.
Yes, that's right.
You got blessed, blessed, and more blessed. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me